This week on the Time Bat Show.
So this was submitted by Based Senpai.
I like the username.
It says, how long does water take to travel your body?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 68. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I'm one of your hosts, Bat Snacks.
And we haven't done an episode in, like, over a week, so...
Yeah.
I forgot how to podcast.
Same. I think that intro was more graceful than our last one. Last one, we had a little bit of a breakdown.
We fumbled over ourselves. Yeah. I feel like the trademark of the show is having really bad intros. Like, every episode, we screw something else up with the intro.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet money that most of our screw-ups are on odd episode numbers.
Ooh, interesting. We should go back
and look. The previous episode was 67, and you know, that's a pretty awful number.
And this is 68, and we did fine.
Yeah, 68 is a fine number.
This is the amount of the time that I would really like for us to have an intern. So if you want to be our intern on the Time Bat Show, it's unpaid, but you get really good work experience, please email us at contact@timebatshow.com. Speaking of
our first email ever.
Speaking of our email, we haven't checked our email in like forever.
I don't want to check our
Should
email.
Should we do like that? Come on, it's our segment. It's the segment. All right, I'll check it. And you talk about something else. You had a story you wanted to share with the class.
Okay, yeah. So a while back on the show, we talked about an ongoing video game world record dispute. Todd, the King of Video Games Rogers, has been under investigation recently for some of his video game world records that people say are faked.
Do you think that's a self-made nickname? Todd, the King of Video Games.
That's how Rogers. He introduces himself on YouTube.
What a loser.
God. I would, I would probably get along with him just fine. He seems like a nice dude, but...
But he's a cheater.
Yeah, he's probably a cheater.
By the way, we have no emails, but go on. Go on.
I mean, this has gotten to a point where, okay, so Twin Galaxies is this, you know, pretty old school video game world record site. It's where Guinness gets a lot of their world records from.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, it's gotten to the point where this thing with Todd Rogers records, they were so far back that there's not... They didn't require really strict evidence.
They didn't really have the referee, like the stuff they have in place today, they didn't have.
Yeah, like today they require some really, really strong proofs.
Like you need like a video of it, and someone has to like confirm it.
They
got to
check your board. They got to.
Yeah.
But you know, back in the day when all these records were made, you know, not even a Polaroid would probably get you a world record. So now they're in this awkward place where they have these supposed records that are in Guinness. They're
by Todd Rogers.
Yeah, by Todd Rogers. But, you know, do you really remove them without evidence? Or
I don't know.
What do you do?
Can they prove that they're impossible to get?
That's what they're working with right now. There's a game called Dragster, and it's very simple. It's an Atari game. The world records is just 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And they're working with an engineer, I think, named Ben right now to figure out if
it's possible.
If Todd's record is even possible, because it hasn't come close in 30 years, and you know, it's only a 5 second world record.
Yeah.
Like, if it was possible to do better, why hasn't someone done better? Or at least
it's been 30 years, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a YouTube, I haven't watched it yet, but a YouTube like mini documentary came out about this. It's only like 15 or so minutes long, but I think it's reaching the point, this controversy, that like the internet as a whole is taking note, and not just, you know, you found it.
Like
you found it because you're like, you know, visit sites like that. But like, I've heard of this recently on like regular sites. So
yeah.
I think people are taking note because it's starting to get to the point where it's becoming very obvious that not all these records are real.
Do you know that documentary, The King of Kong?
Yeah.
It's about the Donkey Kong high score?
Yeah.
I think this ties into this that a little bit.
How
because
so?
It's a lot of the same people.
Oh, really? It's like the world record community, the old school game world record community.
Yeah, the old school world record community.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's interesting.
So what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know.
If you had to guess. Because here's the thing that's hard, right? Twin Galaxies has all these records they've had for 30 years, however long it's been. If they start rolling back on these old records, that's going to be like a shit ton of records that they're going to have to retract.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they look really bad.
Yeah, that really hurts their
like,
image.
Yeah, that really, they look real bad. Have they been defending this guy, do you know, at all?
I've read, this isn't like I'm proud of this or anything, but I've read the 250-page dispute between the admins at Twin Galaxies.
There's like a giant thread about it.
Oh, it's real ugly. Mm-hmm.
Ugly. Some users are probably like saying, oh, take him down, but like the staff is like, no. They're defending him?
Okay. Yeah. Tensions are pretty high, to say the least.
Tensions are high in the land of video game world records, as it were.
From 30 years ago.
I'm excited to see what happens with this story. This will be interesting.
Same. I love internet drama.
It'll be an interesting, like, someone will make, like, a good, like, documentary on this one day, and it'll be interesting to see how.
Yeah. I think if you had a really talented filmmaker, you could make this interesting for, like, a normal human.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I would watch this. Like, I wouldn't read 250 pages of a forum, but I'd watch a documentary on this on, like, Netflix. Yeah,
you, like, have some talking heads that you cut to. And
yeah,
like,
and they explain the video game, and they explain, you know, how it works and how old video games are, like, really different than today's video games because they're so much more simple, but also... blah, 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 blah. You know, I would watch that.
Yeah, you have, like, a really catchy chiptune soundtrack that plays.
Exactly,
with,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. And then you can have, like, a cut of, like, this is what video games are today, and this is what they were then. And, like, you can show kids, like, the Dragster game. They'd be like, what the hell is this garbage?
Like, what? This is... Why do
this
you
isn't
care
a
about
game.
This? Like,
yeah. So that is a weird news story. While we were gone, like, 100 weird things happened. Not a lot, like, happened in the world. Well, maybe it did, but we don't like to talk about super serious stuff. But, like, a lot of weird stuff happened in the last, like, 2 weeks, news-wise. I'll just get into my favorite one. So, there's a man in China who was shopping, and he needed a new iPhone battery. Have you heard about this? No?
No, I haven't heard
about
this.
He needed a new iPhone battery. And he went to the store, and he picked the battery up and looked at it. And I guess to, like, verify that it was a real battery, he bit into it.
Oh, it's kind of like gold, right?
And the battery exploded.
In his mouth.
In his mouth. He's fine. Everyone's fine.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fine. But there's a video on it, and it's just, like, a man biting a battery, and then it just blows up. I don't know. It's just one of those weird stories that I don't really get. Why people do the things they do. He claims that he didn't want to buy a knockoff battery because they're dubious.
Is that how you know?
I don't really know what the biting is about, though. Like, maybe he read that online or something. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Have you seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Of course I have. Yeah.
Do you know Yukon Cornelius?
Yeah, we've talked about Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah, we've talked about Yukon Cornelius.
He bites into the gold.
Yeah, maybe that's why he did it.
So he just got done watching
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And
he wanted to be like, nothing.
What can I use? What can I use to do that? I need a battery. Let me use a battery. Yeah. Maybe. That's possible. So then, in Montgomery, Alabama recently, a Taco Bell burned down to the ground. It's heartbreaking. And this group of people that really love Taco Bell decided to come out at night and hold a candlelight vigil for the Taco Bell.
Ooh. I think that's kind of in poor taste.
Isn't it? Isn't it stupid? Not only is it poor taste, it's also dumb. But 100 people showed up. 100 people.
Why?
Not like, it wasn't like 3 people. It was like 100 people. Someone made a Facebook event and... I guess it just exploded and people were like, all right, let's go to this thing.
Did they say prayers and sing and hold hands and stuff?
I mean, I don't know. There's a video of a man. Let's see. I mean, there. Yes, there's a woman chanting. She has a microphone. She's singing about the Baja Blast.
Good Lord.
I'm not making this up. She's singing a song about the Baja Blast. And there's a man that gave her, that's given it to her.
This is humor, right? Like,
his head is like down, like it's like a religious ceremony or something.
This is irony, right? Like humor?
It's something. I'm not sure. Okay, now I'm watching it. There are people in white suits holding candles and like walking around like a procession around the Taco Bell.
That burned down.
This is real. This is a real thing. This is real. So I don't know if this is like a jokey kind of thing or like people seriously really love Taco Bell. I'm hoping that it's like a dumb millennial kind of humor thing.
Yeah, it's like mocking,
you know what I mean?
Something
themselves, I guess. Like, who are you making? Yeah. Like, who are you?
Who are you making fun of here? Like,
who's the butt of the joke? Really? I mean, it's kind of you. If you go to a Taco Bell candlelight vigil, you are the joke. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's one of those like weird millennial pseudo humor things. I don't know. Something I don't understand about today is the humor of our generation. Like, it doesn't... Well, not all of it, but some of it just doesn't make any sense to me. So, I think this is just an example of that, you know? Like, everyone's committed to this joke of the Taco Bell candlelight vigil.
Yeah, and, that takes it way too far.
And they like, it would be funny to, like, have a Facebook event, and then you say you're going to it. It's like, haha.
You don't actually go.
That's funny, but you don't go. Yeah, they don't really go. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're just taking the joke way too far. Like, it was funny for a second. And now you're trying to, like, wring out all the humor in the situation. And it's like, there's not any left, man. There's no humor left here.
Like, yeah, just like I'll give it on to him. A Facebook event. I don't use Facebook. But a Facebook event of a candlelight vigil for a burned down Taco Bell. It's a little funny.
It's funny. I might like say I'm interested because it's kind of a funny thing. Like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Cause
me Taco and Bell's, plus one, I'll be there.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. This is so funny because I love Taco Bell. But then going and like performing, I don't know. That's... I mean, if that's what you want to do, if that's what gets your jimmies off, then sure, go ahead. But I don't know. So did you hear about this weird sushi story? I know I have a lot of weird news stories today. I'm sorry in advance.
That's okay. I'm happy to hear the weird news stories. No, I didn't hear about it.
This one is disturbing as all hell. Okay, this man that eats sushi like a lot in California. I can say this one because it's so gross. Now, I want to preface this by saying I don't know if it's the sushi. That's just what they're correlating it with the article. But there's a man in California who eats a lot of salmon sashimi. Mm-hmm. And he went to the bathroom one day.
Oh, no. And what came out?
And there was like a wriggling thing coming out of... His bottom. And this is the best part. He saw it, and instead of being like, I need to go to the doctor, he started pulling on it. And then he just like kept pulling on it, and it kept coming out, and it kept wriggling. Yes. And then he just continued to do it like all the way until it was completely out. And it was a 5-foot-long tapeworm in his body. And then once he got it out, this is the best part, once he got it out, then he went to the emergency room. Like, he did it completely out of order. So.
Oh, boy.
And then he says, someone asked him, like a reporter asked him why he pulled it. And he's like, oh, I thought it was one of my intestines.
That's why you pulled it.
Why are you pulling on your intestine?
You need those.
Like, I don't know what went through your head that you thought pulling on such a thing was a bad idea. I don't know. It was... Anyway, he's okay now.
That's good.
But I don't know why. So some articles are linking this to sushi because some raw fish, if not prepared correctly, you know, can have like tapeworms and stuff in them. I don't know if it's true, but
yeah, maybe it wasn't the sushi. I mean, think about the guy that this happened to. This is a man that something is coming out of his ass, and he thinks it's his intestines, and he pulls on them.
And he's obviously not the smartest.
Not just a little. No, he didn't like stop after 6 inches.
He was like, "I'm going all in. I'm like, I've already started. Let's do it." Oh,
he's probably not a man that makes, you know, the best decisions in other areas of life. Maybe he like eats floor food or like pond things. Or...
Like he goes to the sushi restaurant and they're like, "Hey, Bob," and he's like, "Hey." And he's like, they're like, "The usual?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll have whatever's left over." And they're like, "Well, this is a week old, but we think it's still good." And he's like, "Thanks." And he gives him like a dollar. And then there you go. Maybe he's one of those. I mean, it's like he goes to like the budget sushi restaurant.
Yeah. If that happened to me, I think I would just die. I don't think I would be able to live after that.
And just be like, "I'm done. Well, I had a good run. This is it.
I had a good run, but I can't deal with this."
You know what they should invent? They should invent a budget sushi restaurant.
Budget sushi.
Yeah, that's what it's called, budget sushi. It's like, okay, so it's like behind a regular sushi restaurant.
Okay. Right?
And then when they're like, all the fish that they like didn't use the day, because you have to use it fresh because that's how sushi works. All the leftovers they give to the budget sushi restaurant. The budget sushi makes sushi out of those the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little, you know, a little sketchier. But it's like half off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You have to just sign a disclaimer.
Right. A waiver.
This is what the disclaimer says. We do not know what customers do with budget sushi. It is sold as a novelty item.
Yes. You're not supposed to eat it. There's nowhere to sit in the restaurant. Like, it's just a takeout only.
Yeah. Like, okay, right, it's going to sound really weird that I know this, but that's why like sex toys in America are very dangerous, is because they're sold as novelty items and don't have to pass health inspections.
Oh, so they're not sold so as
it could be literally toy. Anything.
Yeah, like it could be whatever.
Yeah, so just sell the sushi as a novelty item.
It's like a joke. It's like the going to the Taco it's Bell.
Like going to a Taco Bell, can like it's the same thing.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's just a joke. But yeah, so you socially see like half off, and then you know you roll the dice, you take your chances.
You know, if you don't really like sushi, and you're going to go to a party, and you got to bring something like, and you bring sushi, people are going to think that you're a fancy dude.
You would bring budget sushi to a party?
I wouldn't, but like maybe someone else would.
You know who would? This guy. This guy.
That guy totally would.
The tapeworm guy would do that.
He's like, "I love this budget sushi. It's
so cheap, easy on the wallet and the stomach." Not really, though. Yeah, he's going to a party and he just stops off, gets like 2 dozen California rolls at budget sushi. Mm-hmm. It's like quarter off, or it's like quarter the price or something. Anyway, I just thought it's a weird story. I don't know why you'd pull on something you thought was your intestine.
Yeah, but, don't do that.
I don't know. Be safe out there, everyone, because the world is a scary place. Tapeworms are, like, one of my biggest fears. Like, parasites and... Oh, it's just...
That live in you? Yeah, that's just disturbing. The worst nightmare.
It's extremely disturbing. I just want to read this one because we don't have to get into the story. Actor who used to play Barney the Dinosaur is now a tantric sex healer.
Nice.
That's all I wanted to get. It's just gotcha journalism. It's funny.
He's a charismatic dude.
He's a charismatic guy. I don't want to read the article. I just want to read the headline because it's funny. The last one, then we can move on to whatever the hell else this show is about. I don't even remember how to podcast. In Saudi Arabia, there was a beauty pageant for camels. Like, literally, they had a beauty pageant for camels. And some of the camels were disqualified because their owners used Botox on the camels to make them more beautiful. Yes, this is a real story. Happened in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, that sounded like a really cool, fun thing until the camel Botox factored in.
Yep. Some people, a dozen beasts were disqualified in the camel beauty contest because their handlers used Botox to make them more handsome.
What, they, like, need bigger lips?
I don't know. The camel is a symbol of Saudi Arabia. We use it to preserve. We used to preserve it out of necessity. Now we preserve it as a pastime, says one of the judges.
I think I've seen some of the camels from those pageants. Don't they, like, shave patterns into the fur that are really cool looking? And
I don't know. It doesn't really have any pictures of the camels.
Yeah.
I wish there were pictures, because, like, I mean, if you link me to an article and it's like, hey, camel beauty pageant, I mean, I want to see some beautiful camels. I don't know about you, but, like,
yeah, that's why I'm.
That's the whole point of me clicking on your article, and yet you don't even show me the beautiful camels. All right, I found an NPR. This is much better. NPR has a thing of camels. Okay, here they are. Mm-hmm. They don't really look that beautiful.
I mean, they're camels.
I'm not going to lie. They just look like camels to me. You know what I've noticed? This is because this is one of the... This is a picture from the camel beauty pageant. And this is like the cream of the crop beautiful camels, right?
Yeah.
Camels are not that good looking. Like, they're kind of ugly creatures.
Yeah.
Their eyes are all like deep and their mouths are like really awkward. I don't know. They don't look very smart, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know.
Camel beauty pageant. Taco Bell candlelight vigil.
Oh, okay. The standards of beauty in a camel. Delicate ears and long lips.
Oh, boy.
So that's probably what they did.
Yeah, they shoot the Botox into their lips. So
they use Botox for the lips, the nose, the upper lips, the lower lips, and even the jaw.
That sounds so stupid to me.
It makes the head more inflated, so when the camel comes, it's like, oh, look how big his head is. It has big lips and a big nose.
Like,
that's a quote from a man.
Wait, that was a quote? That wasn't yes. You just like...
No, that was the quote. He says, it makes the head look more inflated, so when the camel comes, it's like, oh, look at how big that head is. It has big lips and a big nose.
You know, when I'm looking for a pretty camel...
That's what I'm looking for.
What I really look at is the face.
Big lips and a big nose. Oh, the festival has a diagram, an infographic, about the standards of camel beauty. Alibaba Festival. Standards. Oh, wow. There's a whole guide about it. Like,
nice.
Like, I'm looking at a picture of a camel. And it's, like, one of those, you know how they have, like, in, like, anatomy textbooks, they have, like, all the parts of the body labeled and stuff?
Yeah.
They have that with a camel. And they, like, describe what, like, the good version should look like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm. It's like, oh, it's a straight... There's a nice curved hump, straight spine, hoofed foot, nice bridge of the nose.
Do they dress up the camels, or is this just like physical beauty?
I think it's just physical beauty.
Gosh.
Oh, this is a nice looking camel. Oh, they they dress them up a little. It looks like they have like a necklace. And then some of them have, like, a little saddle-y kind of looking thing, but most of it is just the camel. I found a nice-looking camel. I wish you could see this.
We can tweet a picture of it
after the show. It's kneeling. It looks nice. Like, that's a camel I would pet. It kind of looks Photoshopped, I'm not going to lie. Like, it looks like someone made a fake camel. Like, got a camel and then, like, smoothed out all the edges, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, in Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've this is like I found like the camel page on the internet. I'm gonna tweet this whole page because this is like everything you'd ever want to know about a camel. They go over all the camel sounds. They're all named Al Hamas. It's the sound made by the steps of the camel feet on walking.
Okay.
Al Riga is the sound is made to express emptiness and boredom, I guess. Al-Hanin is the sound made to express yearning for the lost Hiwar young son. What the hell does that mean?
He's like misses his children.
I guess.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. So anyway, there's a whole world out there of camels and stuff. So, you know, there we have it.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah, I mean, I could see myself doing that in another life, not now.
But yeah, like, I probably wouldn't do it now. But
if I lived in Saudi Arabia, maybe I'd be a camel guy. So what's up? What are we doing the rest of the show? I forgot how we
do. we'll get back into the swing of things.
Do we want to do Reddit or Would You Rather's, or go ahead? You were gonna say.
I was thinking we'll do Would You Rather's next, and then we'll do the Reddits, and then we'll finish off with our classic trivia.
Classic trivia now. If you're just joining us, this is a time at show. I don't know why you'd just be joining us. This is not a
reason. In case you just like skip to this part of the show, you're just like, you know, their intros are always so awful.
Like, what is this show? I don't even know. I don't even know what's happening right now. I don't even know what I was going to say.
I have a story. Let's just go off the rails a little bit. I have a story.
What's your story?
Today I was at work and I had to pick something up from the post office. So I was driving in my car. I went to the post office. Sure. I went to the post office and there's a girl, a receptionist, and I was like, "Hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Do you have the thing that I need for my work?"
Sure.
She's like, "Yeah, I have the thing. Well, 1 second. Let me go get it." Mm-hmm. And there was like a brief period where we had to wait while someone else had to go get the thing that I needed.
Yeah. Sure.
She was like, "So how's the weather?" And I was like, "Yes." I love when people ask me this. Don't you love talking about the weather with strangers?
The weather is the worst conversation.
It's actually my favorite.
It's so awkward. What do you talk about? This is the problem with the weather, okay? It's like, "How's the weather?" And you're like, "It's good. It's hotter than it was yesterday."
No,
and
they're
it's
colder. It's winter.
Or whatever. It's colder than it was yesterday. And they're like, "Yeah, I hope it warms up." And you're like, "Me too." And then you're like, "All right, that's great."
Let's dissect that interaction. So it's a little colder than it was yesterday. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're making an observation. Then the person says, "Yeah," they're agreeing with you about the weather.
Like, true.
That's what is even happening there? What are you guys doing? Like,
you're agreeing about the weather. The objective, obvious weather.
You'd be like, "Yeah, it's colder." Yep.
It is.
I agree, as opposed to disagree.
Like, "I don't think so. You're wrong about that."
Like, when have you ever asked someone about the weather and been like, "Okay, it's a little colder," and they're like, "No."
"What are you talking about? You're wrong about the weather."
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
I love that. I love that interaction that we do as people.
So awkward. Everyone always asks you about the weather. Is it good? I don't know. I hate small talk.
I was beaming for like 30 minutes after that conversation. You were
excited about that?
Like, yes,
the weather?
I love this. I love
it. So how did the weather conversation go down?
It went exactly like that. She was like, "So how's the weather out there?" Because, you know, she's inside and I just came from outside. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "So, you know, how's the weather out there?" And I said, "You know, it's starting to get warmer, you know, here in Florida. Probably got about 2 weeks left of 70-degree weather. And then it's summer again." She was like, "Yep."
That was it.
And then I got my thing and left. And it was great. Loved it.
Oh, wow. This is a great story. Thank you for sharing with us.
I had to share that. I was thinking about that all day today.
Well, it's just the weather conversation. Haven't you had that conversation like a million times before?
Yeah, but it's cool. It's cool to think about stuff like that.
Is it cool?
Yes. I think it is. Let's move into would you rather questions.
All right, let's go. I'm ready. Would you rather talk about the weather or talk about the weather? No, I'm just kidding.
Both.
Go ahead.
So would you rather is a segment where we're going to answer questions generated by a bot.
The best Twitter bot on the internet.
Yeah, WYR_bot.
What do you got for us today?
Would you rather be a excellent murderer or have a famous voice for 8 days?
I mean, I don't want to be a murderer.
I mean, but you'd be a really good one.
I would be a good one. Does being an excellent murderer mean you can get away with it?
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
Okay. Let's preface this question by saying we're not condoning murder here on the Time Bat Show.
No, obviously
not. Nor should you ever do that, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the worst thing you can do.
Maybe I'll go with excellent murderer. That sounds pretty fun.
I mean,
it sounds so wrong of me to say out loud.
Like, I really don't want a famous voice for 8 days.
What could you do with a famous voice for 8 days? When I think famous voice, I think, like, hello and welcome to, you know, like a game show announcer kind of thing.
Do you know what I think of?
What?
I think of the B-52s.
You think of that guy?
Yeah.
Someone has a 10 matching towels. You think you would have that guy's voice?
They were famous for like 8 days, and then they were playing at Six Flags for the rest of their career.
That guy is he chose this part of the question. He had a famous voice for 8 days, and then that's it. That's it.
Yeah, what was it? What was their famous song?
Love
Shack.
The
Monster Mash.
No, it was Love Shack.
Oh, yeah, Love Shack.
And Rock Lobster. They didn't do Monster Mash, did they?
I think they did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They definitely did not. No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't? Okay, I thought they did.
No. B-52s did Rock Lobster and Love Shack. And Rock Lobster's great because he's, like, just yelling at the audience the whole time.
Yes.
The only part of Rock Lobster I remember is the matching towels part. Matching towels. Somebody wet under the rock. And what is rock?
There's no such thing as a rock lobster.
But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. And then it's like, da da da. What is that song even about? I don't understand that song at all.
Yeah, it's a good song, though.
Is it a novel? Would you classify that as a novelty song?
Yeah, like, we don't know what people do with this song, but, you know, they're free to do what they please with it.
But, like, what? I just don't know why that song exists. Like, it's, I guess...
All right, so if you're at Six Flags and the B-52s are there, they need to play something.
Why are they at Six Flags?
I don't know. I feel like they play there.
It's like they're Las Vegas or whatever, yes. Right? Like, they're just always there. They have, like, a section in the back.
Yeah. They play outside of the food court.
They're on retainer, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And they just play those two songs over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you think... I mean, that's all they could play, because nobody knows any of the B-52s songs.
Yeah, they could throw one in every once in a while, but, the manager would get mad at them.
Like, oh, it's like 7 o'clock, everyone's going home. Like, let's throw in a deep cut of the B-52s. And then the manager gives them, like, a dirty look, like, what are you doing? I think the B-52s would do a lot of audience participation kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so let's say you're singing the lyrics to Rock Lobster, right? Like, everybody had matching towels. And then, like, he starts pointing out people in the audience, like... She had a blouse with polka dots.
That would be really fun. That would
and,
be
like, cool. That guy has a really cool hat or something, you know? And they just do that. So they make Rock Lobster, like, an hour long.
Like, that's just that section. Like, everybody was at the beach. They all had colorful sandals.
That guy had, and he like points, a cool looking hat.
Yeah.
This guy has a really cool wallet. I don't know. And then they just keep going on. This little girl
has Mickey Mouse ears.
And they just do that like the whole time. And they extend it in like an hour. It's like a jam. Yeah. Rock Lobster.
All right. Would you rather be immune to lying? Or never have to wash your teeth at all.
That's tough. I mean, I will say brushing your teeth is kind of a pain, right? You got to get up and do it, and you got to before you go to bed and do it. And
it's not the best part of my day.
Not the best part, but being immune to lying, you would be able to see. You could tell when anyone's lying to you anytime, right?
So you know, my brain always goes to money.
Mm-hmm.
Poker.
Yeah, you can make a lot of money. Because you're immune to lying, yeah. I wasn't even going that way. I was thinking, like, if you're talking to someone, you know, they say, like, everyone tells, like, 50 lies a day or something. I don't remember. There's, like, a statistic. But you get lied to every day.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice to know exactly when someone's lying to you?
Would it be kind of depressing, too, though?
Actually, yeah, it would be really depressing. I was just thinking of that.
I would stop asking people how they're doing.
This is kind of like that trick like genie grants you a wish and then it like backfires on you, kind of thing.
Monkey's paw kind of thing.
Yeah, you like ask for it, like, I would like to be immune to lying, and then you start realizing that everyone's lying to you all the time.
Yeah, and it's really, really sad.
It's like, you're like, how are you? And they're like, good, how are you? And you're like, great, we're still friends, right? And he's like, yup. Oh, God. And then you're like, I don't know. Like,
sorry you couldn't make my birthday party. What were you doing?
And he's like, oh, I was...
I had a sick parent.
I had to go to the DMV or something.
Yeah.
But in reality, he was just sitting there.
Yeah. Doing he just nothing. Didn't want to see you.
Do you like this portrait I drew over the weekend? Oh, it's really good. It's
really good.
Oh, that would be so depressing.
I've been applying for jobs for a year. I don't know why I'll get a job. You know, you'll get one eventually if you keep trying.
If you just put your heart into it.
Yeah, just be yourself.
And then you're like, people stop talking to me. Does everyone not like me, or what's going on? It's like, no, everyone loves you still. Yeah. Oh, that would be really awkward in, like, social situations. It'd be really bad in, like, high school or college. Like, that would be the worst.
Oh, yeah, that would be terrible.
Because people align to you all the time. Because you're always around people, and you're always doing stuff with people.
Yeah, and you actually have to get along with people to survive.
Yeah. So when you're like, oh, do you want to go somewhere? And they're like, no, I'm doing something else. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I have to study.
Got homework.
In reality, they hate you.
Yeah.
That's just depressing.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Maybe I don't want to be immune to lying.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, not having to brush your teeth, there's like no downside to that.
That's true. There's no weird, like, you know, genie, you know, giving you something bad.
I mean, maybe he like rips out all your teeth, but like.
Oh, maybe. Well, whatever. As long as I get like porcelain veneers or something. Yeah. As long as I can keep eating, fine. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
All right. Last would you rather question.
I'm ready.
Would you rather live in an isolated house with Michael or live in a forest with the desert?
Isolated house with Michael. I don't know what kind of guy Michael is.
Yeah, but at least you have someone.
That's true.
In a forest with the desert, I don't think there's anybody there.
Here's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. Spin off of this one. Would you rather live with someone who's, like, really annoying, or be, like, completely alone all the time?
I mean, this is very easy to answer for me.
What would it be?
Just be completely alone, obviously.
You would rather be really alone?
Yeah.
Even though you wouldn't see anyone, and this one annoying person, guy or gal, would, like...
Oh, okay. Is this, like, all human contact is gone?
Yeah, like, this is it.
Okay, I'll take this one.
It's either this one annoying person or nobody.
Yeah, I'll take the one annoying person, then.
Take the one annoying person. Because at least there you can, like, get them away and be like, I get 90 minute alone time, annoying Michael.
You know, they might not, like, give it to you all the time, but...
No. So that's the trouble with annoying people, right?
Yeah.
They don't know they're annoying.
Or they do, and they just can't help
themselves. No, I don't think they know. I think the key to annoying people is they don't know they're annoying.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the lying thing. They ask you, hey, am I annoying? You're like, no. You're not annoying at all.
Why would you think that?
Why? Yeah, and your voice goes up a little bit. Like, what? Why would you think that? There's no reason for that. Oh, God. All right, you want to get into some Reddit questions?
Sure, let's do it.
I have some bad ones. Do you have good ones or bad ones?
I have mostly decent ones, so let's start bad and work our way.
All right, sounds great. If there's a horror movie based on an irrational fear you have, what would it be called?
Death.
Mine would be called failure. So there you go. We're covering both
off
of
on a very strong foot.
Death and failure. That's the sequel.
Yep.
If you were a dictator, what is the pettiest thing you would have punishable by death?
The pettiest?
Yeah, like, stupidest thing.
Dude, this is... This might be really dark.
That's fine. Go ahead, tell me.
It might not be fine. I don't know. Do you have something in mind?
Yeah, not using your blinker when you're merging into another.
You're gonna kill people for that?
No, I wouldn't kill people for that. It was just a joke.
Okay.
Wink, wink,
wink, wink.
Okay. Well, wait. Let me change the question. If you were a dictator, what is the pettiest thing that would be
punishable?
Punishable. Period. Yeah, not by death, but punishable. Yeah. Because death is a lot. Like.
Yeah, that's real. Hard. Harsh.
Like, if people change lanes without signaling, okay, you can get punished for that, you know?
Yeah.
People that walk slowly, punished for that.
All right, so people that ruin bathrooms, cute. Like, that yes. goes completely yes. unchecked.
I'm glad we're talking about the bathroom again.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it goes unchecked, and people pee all over the seats all the time. I was having this conversation with my wife recently.
Mm-hmm.
And about the bathroom, obviously, as you know, I talk about the bathroom
as we do. People we like, we talk to the bathroom.
That's my weather conversation, right? It's like, so how's the bathroom here? Is it good? Like, what's the ranking of it? No, I was talking about my wife about the bathroom, and there's this thing in a few movie theaters and stuff that have like unisex bathrooms now, so it's like shared bathrooms, and it's not like some places have like. One door, like a closet kind of thing that's just unisex. No, I'm talking about like the whole bathroom is unisex, like the whole thing. So like there's like stalls for both genders, and then on one other side there's like a urinal section where like people can go if they want to use that and not use the stalls.
Right.
So like this is a good, you know, cool, we got these new unisex bathrooms, this is all great. But the downside to this is that now women have to realize the problem that with cleanly men have had for thousands of years, which is dealing with men peeing all over the damn place and not cleaning it up and just leaving.
Yes.
And it's tough. It's a big...
If you're a sitter, then it's a tough world out there.
It's a tough world. Not only if you're a sitter, if you're just a guy who goes to the bathroom
in a public.
To use number two, in a public place to go number two,
yeah,
there's a 50% chance that the stall you enter will just have urine everywhere.
50 is way too low.
And I just don't understand these people. Like, why don't they just go to the urinal and just do that? But no, it's like, no, I want to get out all over the seat, you know?
That has to be what it is, because I'm not the person that does that.
Who are these people? They're everywhere. Like, everyone. They're literally everywhere.
And like, everyone, do you know why they're everywhere? Because they're not punished for what they do.
That's right. They need to be punished for this.
They get off scot-free every day, just peeing all over everything.
I was going to say set. I was going to say something really terrible. I'll just say it. I was going to be like, there should be cameras in every stall.
You know what? I don't care.
Me neither. I have no shame.
Like, look at it. I'm like,
yeah, I don't care. You watch me pee or whatever, do my business. As long as you catch Michael or whatever his name is, it's going all over the seat.
Yeah.
That's what I really care about.
He should be fined.
He should. They are getting away scot-free.
You know, people
really
that throw their wrappers in the park, they can get fined for that.
Yeah, why can't you get fined for peeing all over a seat
this
in a public restroom?
This is way worse than throwing
this
your
This is
wrapper.
Like, way, this ruins your day.
Yeah.
I know, it's happened to me before. The worst is when you're like about to go to a movie or something where you're going to sit for a while.
Yeah.
And then you like take a seat and you're like, oh God,
I need to go. Like,
but then you go to the bathroom and you go to the stall and you sit down and then you realize that you should have looked at the stall before you.
Yeah. Or, you know, you do look and like you have no choice. You're just like, well,
this is
my life now.
And then you have to do that weird, then you have to do that weird, like cleaning it up with, have you ever done this? Like the whole, like. Oh, I'm gonna clean the top of the toilet with
soap
with toilet paper.
Yeah, I use soap.
Cleaning it off. You use soap.
Yeah, you've never used soap
at the public restroom?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you, like, get some on, like, a paper towel or something? And then,
yeah,
like,
and clean a little bit.
Oh, that makes sense. That's smart. I feel like people would look at me funny if I did that.
I don't give a shit.
No, I know you don't. I know. Sit and piss. I know. But my point is, like, you get to the stall, you look at the seat covered in urine, and you're like, this is the only one available. So you have to clean it, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to clean it up. And you're thinking to yourself, why am I doing this? Like, what brought me here in my life where I am standing over a toilet cleaning up another man's urine? Like, this is ridiculous, you know? It's ridiculous. And I don't think the people that pee on the seats are thinking this through. They're not thinking about the people that inevitably have to clean their piss up,
yeah, you know?
Like, that's worse than theft to me.
Yeah, I would much rather be stolen from.
It's a crime. In yeah. my opinion, it should be a crime.
It should be. It should honestly be. Cameras. I don't care.
Yeah, just put cameras in all the bathrooms, and we'll catch these people that are peeing all over the seats.
Yeah, you know, get the worst perverts you can to watch the cameras all the time.
Yeah, just, like, they'll like it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Who cares? And they'll tell you when someone's peeing on the seat.
Yeah,
you know, they'll be like, "This guy did it. Flag him." There he is. He's not allowed a bath in this bathroom. Fine. And then you got a little board outside the bathroom that has all the pictures of the people
yes,
that peed on the seat.
That's how you do it.
Right? And then you have social shaming, and you're like, this guy peed all over the seat. Here's a picture of him doing it.
Yeah. They have a Facebook page, you know.
Oh, this is good.
Post the pictures.
This is juicy now. And it's like the pictures of the camera. This is good now.
This is how you do it. This is how you solve this.
Mm-hmm. This is it. I don't think this could be done by the government. I think a company is going to have to take this into their own hands.
Yeah. Allowed to? Is this something that's okay? Like, can you just put cameras in the bathrooms?
Maybe not.
And post them to your Facebook page?
I don't care, because this is a problem that needs to be solved. And no one is talking about this problem. It seems like the Time Bat Show is the only place in the world that is talking about this problem. It's an epidemic. And it has been an epidemic for years. And no one talks about it, but it's still there.
Yeah, all the technology we have, everything, all the conveniences in life, we can't figure out how to not just, like, sit and pee.
Yeah. Like, we have everything, but we don't have the ability to not sit in urine.
Yep.
Oh, that's a very good point. We've went to the moon, but we don't know how to solve the urine on the seat problem. But who are these people? Like, who are these people that do this? I know a lot of people. Most of them, I'm like, I think this is a good person. I think this is a good person. Half the people in the world have to be pee on the cedars, right?
Yeah.
You know? But just like, because the sheer amount of urine on toilet seats.
Yeah, that's the only way to explain it.
And yet, like, I don't know anybody in real life that I'm like, you're probably a seat peer, aren't you?
You just flail it all around like you don't care.
Like, I haven't judged anyone like that, probably because, like, you would have to be the scum of the earth in my eyes to, like, be that kind of person.
Yeah.
You know? If you peed on a seat once, we would like to hear from you.
Yeah.
Tweet at us at TimeBatsHow.
Talk to us about why you do it. We want to hear it.
We want to know why. We wanted to go how you do it.
What happened to you that you became this way?
Who hurt you in such a way that you became a seat peer? We want to know. Because something happened had to happen in their life where they're just like, I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
This next guy can deal with my piss everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe they were raised that way. I don't know.
I hope not. I hope that's not a thing.
Where you raise your kids to be seat peers.
Like, come here, Joe. Let's go to the bathroom. It's like, when you're in a public toilet, just unleash it everywhere. It don't matter. It
doesn't matter. Leave it to the next guy.
Someone else is going to clean that shit up. Number one lesson in life, don't clean up your messes. Just make them and then leave it for someone else to do. Yeah, I don't know. That's rough. Ugh. What we were on the next question. We were on the dictator question. So yeah. That would be my punishment.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
100%. If you pee on toilet seats, you will be, something bad will happen to you. Last question from me. What is the smartest thing you've ever done accidentally? I don't know if that seems like a counterintuitive question.
Yeah. It sounds like you're being results-oriented about, like, something that you probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, because if you did something accidentally, you weren't really being smart.
Yeah, you weren't being smart. You were being lucky.
Yeah, and if something good happened, it doesn't mean the thing that happened is smart. It just means it's good. Yeah. I don't know. This is a dumb question. Reddit, I believed it higher of you, and you did not give anything to me. All right, what do you got over there today?
All right.
Giving in good.
So, you know, we usually get our questions from reddit.com/askreddit.
Yes, we do.
Well, there's another Reddit site where people can ask their questions called Ask.
Just Ask.
It has a very different tone than the Ask Reddit it's one.
It's a different user base, I feel like.
Yeah, and I feel like this question really embodies the Ask subreddit.
Spirit. Yeah. The spirit of it.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
So this was submitted by Based Senpai.
I like the username.
It says, how long does water take to travel your body? Do you know what he's saying? Like, it's not really clear, but I think I know what he's getting.
I think he's talking about peeing.
Yeah.
We were just talking about peeing. Yeah, can this episode be titled the urine episode?
Yes.
Because it really should be. I feel like it varies from person to person, like how long it takes. Like, for example, I know that if I drink, like, a cup, like, a big 32 ounces of, like, sweet tea, I'll have to pee within, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Easily. But I feel like if I drink, like, a cup of coffee, I might not have to pee for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah, there's something... It's not consistent. I feel like the more you drink, the faster it moves exponentially faster.
I think so too. Like if you drink more, like it's flowing through you quicker.
Yeah, it has to, because you know I can drink just a cup of water in the day, and nothing will happen.
And you won't have to pee for hours.
But if I drink like two bottles of water, it's like
instantaneous.
20 or 30 minutes later.
Yeah, 20 minutes later, you're like, I gotta pee right now. Yeah, you know. No, I agree.
So I would say between like 20 minutes and like 4 hours.
3 hours, yeah. It varies. I have to pee all the time. Same. Like I have to pee like literally all the time. But it's because I drink a lot of water. Like I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, same. I try to.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, someone said like you're supposed to drink, it's some incredible amount of water a day. I don't even remember.
Yeah. More than you're probably supposed to.
How much water... Yeah, it's like a ridiculous amount of water.
Yeah.
It's like 75 to 150 ounces of water a day. That's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drank that much water, you'd be peeing like every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like literally. You'd be like, well, I'm done with that loss. Gotta go to the bathroom again. And inevitably, you know, there's no urinals in this bathroom, so you gotta sit. And you gotta sit in somebody's pee. So, bringing it back around.
Nice.
What else?
What are some tips for making a sandwich better?
Mayonnaise is important.
Not everybody likes mayonnaise.
Not everyone likes mayonnaise. I feel like a lot of people don't like mayonnaise. The thing about mayonnaise, it's very similar to like Arby's, in that if you think about it too much, you're like, this is kind of weird. What am I eating? You know?
Yeah.
But if you just, like, put it on a sandwich and then just kind of enjoy it, like, the sandwich as, like, a whole.
Yeah, you don't think about the mayonnaise.
Don't think about the mayonnaise, you know? Just eat. And then just kind of think about the sandwich as a whole, you know? Not just the mayonnaise. Because if you think about the mayonnaise, I feel like it would gross you out. And I think that's the people that don't like mayonnaise, they're focusing on the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's my opinion.
Mayonnaise is funky.
It is weird.
If you eat something like potato salad, it's like becomes really apparent where there's a lot of mayonnaise in it. And, you know, you take one bite, it's super delicious because you're thinking, oh, potatoes, pickles,
celery. I love
celery.
Potato salad. And love then you think about delicious. The mayonnaise.
Then you, by like the third bite, you're like,
there's a lot of mayonnaise in here.
A lot of mayonnaise.
What even is mayonnaise?
Then you think about it and it's like, eggs and something and...
That's my favorite description of mayonnaise. It's like eggs and something else. I don't even know.
I know it's not good for you.
Mayonnaise is one of those things, like, I have no idea how to make mayonnaise. I will never understand how to make it. It's so foreign. Like, how do you even start to make it? Like, how do you take an egg and get that? Like, what is even happening? Like, is it the yolk or, like, what is it?
I don't know.
Like, what part of the egg is that even coming from? That. Like, where do you fucking get that from? I don't get it. I don't understand.
If you know how to make mayonnaise, please contact us. We'd love to know. I mean, maybe we, like, don't, though.
I don't know if I want to know. I mean, I do. I'm curious. Like, where is it the yolk? Like, is it? Do you know?
I think it's the egg whites and
the egg whites.
Some kind of fat.
It's the egg whites and then something else.
Some other stuff.
It's like oil or something, like pig fat or something. Yeah. And they just mix it up and you get mayonnaise. Who was the first person to invent mayonnaise? That must have been a hell of a thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was probably French people. Because I know they invented hollandaise, which is, I think, similar to mayonnaise. I think it's mayonnaise made with yolks instead of, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, hollandaise is what you put on, like, Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, it's a yellow.
Hollandaise is really good.
Yeah.
I think you put egg in that.
Yeah, there's totally egg in that.
Man, how do you, like, I don't even know how these,
how did, foods, how do you get, like, the
I don't get
sauces.
How, like, some of these foods, I don't even know how they were created. Because, like, yeah. Someone had to have, like, a crazy idea. Like, let's take this egg, and then let's throw a bunch of fat in there, and then stir it up and boil it. It's like, what are you even talking about? And then we're putting it on a sandwich. Like, where do you get this idea from?
I guess cheese is kind of like that, too. Like, where? I don't know how cheese to make cheese. Like, we've discussed this.
We've discussed this before. Mayonnaise is another one. It's like cheese. Yeah. Like, I have not. Like, give me an egg. Give me every ingredient I would need to make mayonnaise. Like, if you're a pro mayonnaise maker, like, I don't know if you are, but, like, if you were like, okay, these are all the things I use to make homemade mayonnaise, and you gave them to me, I'd probably end up making, like, something that resembles scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
But, like, in a, like, a blended.
It's like scrambled eggs, but a drink. That's probably what I would come up with.
And then I'd be like, see, you can spread it. So it's mayonnaise. Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry. All right, do you want to do one more, or is it sure. Trivia time?
Yeah, let's do one more. We have time for one more.
Can you just... All right, this is submitted by the user... Snorosaur.
Mm.
Can you keep cooking food to stop it from going off? I think he means just, like, indefinitely.
What do you mean?
Like, say you
have
a pot of soup.
Uh-huh.
If you just keep cooking that, will it ever go bad as long as you're cooking it?
This is a really interesting question.
No, I mean for, like, 5 years.
No, I know. Yeah. No. Let's extend this naturally. 1,000 years.
Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is actually really interesting. I love these questions.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to this.
I don't either.
The first place my brain goes is I know in volcanic vents under the ocean, there's dangerous bacteria that live around the vents. And it's
they, like, live thousands for a really long time, right?
Yeah, they live a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't... But I don't think those would, like, develop in your soup.
No, but this is where I was going with that, because I thought you were going somewhere else. There are these animals that live near the vents, and they live, like, a really long time, like hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
Food you have in the cooking, since it's on heat, maybe that will live for, like, hundreds of years. Because, I don't know, that sounds really stupid after I said.
You would need something dangerous that can survive in high temperatures. But I don't, like...
Okay, let's remove the animals. Let's pretend there's no bacteria that's going to grow.
Okay.
It's just a matter of the food breaking down. You know, when, like, let's say you have a piece of bread, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about mold or anything. We're talking about just it going bad. Like, it gets stale. It breaks down. You know what I mean?
Eventually.
Like, it just it eventually crumbles and is not bread anymore. Same thing for every food, really. It just, like, everything, the molecules stop working. Yeah. You know what I mean? So let's say there's no, you know, there's no chance of, like, mold growing or anything like that. If I put chicken noodle soup, no, let's make it even simpler. If I put tomato soup on the pot and it just cooked for 100 years at, like, a really low temperature,
so
would it ever go bad?
I think that the water in it would eventually evaporate, but let's say you kept pouring in water to balance out the water that was coming out.
Sure, yeah. I think it would be okay.
We should try this.
I think this is like the Mythbusters episode that never aired. Right?
But can, like, you just keep cooking tomato soup?
Forever. I feel like some of the tomato would, like, evaporate too, though. I don't know.
With the water? Yeah, it'll get in the water that evaporates?
Yeah, I don't know. See, this is one of those questions that, like, I don't even think you could prove this in physics or anything, because it's just something that you'd have to do to find out. Yeah. I don't know.
I've left soups on the pot for too long, and eventually it'll get on the sides and burn, like, on the sides of the pot. But I think if you were stirring it and constantly adding water.
Let's assume that you're, maybe you have a robot that's constantly stirring it and also adding water. And it's on really low heat, like, really low. Just enough to, like, keep cooking, but not enough to burn it. And you just keep stirring it. Like, how long will it last? I think it would last indefinitely.
I think it would last a really long time.
I think it would last a really long. This sounds like a really cool premise for, like, a dystopian sci-fi novel.
The Forever Tomato Soup.
It's like this big pot in the middle of the settlement. And, like, there's an old lady.
It's their symbol of, like, religion or whatever. Like, as long as the pot's going, we're all okay.
And there's, like, this old lady who, like, just, it's, her only job is just to stir the pot.
Oh, yeah, she's been raised from birth to do this. It's her only job in life.
And she'll die eventually, but once she dies, like, she always has, like, a mentee. She's always, like, she always has, like, a person to pass the torch to.
Yeah,
like, they're like
the tribe elders vote on, you know,
the next one. The
next reincarnation of the stirrer.
It's the soup maiden.
Soup maiden.
And so, like, this girl is, like, there's an old woman, and then behind her is, like, her protege, you know, learning the ways of the soup.
Yeah.
And then when she dies off, the another girl starts stirring it.
Yeah,
that's how they eat.
Final Fantasy X, yeah, like Yuna.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And that's how the village eats. They have this giant pot of soup, and they just eat this tomato soup. And it's, like, really big, so it, like, almost never is emptied.
Yeah.
It's constantly there.
Every 1,000 years, they have to go on a great pilgrimage to find more tomatoes.
More tomatoes to put in the soup. Oh, man. This is good. This is real good.
It is good.
And then, like, the book will start. Like, the soup maiden, the voted soup maiden, like, doesn't want to be the soup maiden.
Yeah, she's like, guys, there's not enough soup. We're all going to starve if we don't go get some more tomatoes.
And they're like, no.
You don't know. Worry. You're dumb.
You don't know anything about the soup. She's like, I know everything about the soup. I know more about the soup than anyone has ever known about the soup.
Yeah.
And then she goes on, like, a quest. This sounds exactly like Final Fantasy X. It's, like, the same thing. It's, like, the premise is identical.
It's also the premise of the Disney movie Moana.
It's the premise of a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it's that. So then she goes on a quest with, like, a ragtag group to go find more
rebels
tomatoes.
Who are like, you know what, those old chieftains of the tribe, they don't know anything.
Yeah. And it's a race against time because she has to get back before the current soup maiden dies.
The soup will burn. It'll burn if you leave it.
Yeah, but it... Right. And the soup maiden, the current one, the old lady, she's about to die.
Yeah.
So she needs to hurry and get the soup, the tomatoes, and bring it back before the soup maiden dies and before they run out of tomatoes so that it doesn't burn. This sounds like... I mean, this sounds like a great... I mean, I want to make this game right now. This would be good. Right?
It'd be a good game, yeah.
It'd be like, it'd be called Soup Maiden.
Soup Maiden. Voyage of the Tomato.
Exactly. God. Anyway, I don't know the answer to the never-ending soup
conundrum. No, neither
but
do I.
Yeah. I kind of feel like someone should try it. Not me, but somebody.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into
trivia.
Today you have three trivia questions, as you always do. Your categories today are animal, capitalism, and movies.
Excellent.
Your lifelines are, you can choose three. You get 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, or Rhyme Time. Which three would you like to choose today?
I'll choose 50-50 Monty Hall and 10-second Bing. There's a search engine.
What? What is that?
Like, who would use Bing?
I don't know. Bing and it's done. Yeah. Wait, no. Just Bing it. Just Bing. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase that they should pay us for. That's the catchphrase
they never used and that they really should have.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for your first question?
Yep.
Okay. Your first category is the category's animal. Your first question is, what is a group of whales called?
A pod.
Damn it. How did you know that already?
Destruction.
What?
I want to hear your answers, though.
You can't even wait for me to say my... How do you know that? You just like marine biology
stuff, love whales.
Oh, damn it. A section. B, a pod. C, a calculation. Or D, a set.
I really like that you did all mathematic things.
Thank you. Pod sounded kind of mathematical, so I was like, yeah. I'll do that.
What were your answers again? I'm going to imagine that I didn't know the answer.
A section, a pod, a calculation, and a set.
I think section and set sound very believable.
A set of whales, yeah.
Yes, you got a set of whales, a section.
I like a calculation of whales, even though that would never happen. That's kind of a fun like term. That could be another one for like owls or like smart creatures.
Yeah.
A calculation of crows.
Yeah. I think it's a parliament of owls?
Yeah, it's a parliament. Yeah. That was one of our earlier episodes. I don't know if you remember that. We made a metal band out of that, and then also we made a owl colony out of that.
Yeah.
They had like a village. Anyway. Yeah, good job. You got it a pod. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. All right, next question. Your category is capitalism. What is the name of the Bic Pens logo guy? Are you familiar with Bic Pens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know how they have the little guy?
I didn't. Logo. I had no idea he had a name.
You know the guy, though, right?
Yeah, I know the man.
Okay. What is the name of the Bic Pens logo guy? Is it A, Bic Man, B, Bic Boy, C, Bic Bill, or D, Bicky?
Bicky. Bic Bill is my favorite.
I knew it would be.
Bic Bill is the best. Right, so my logic is that it can't be Bic Bill, because that's just... We don't live in a world that good.
That good?
Nothing can be that good.
But it could be Bicky is what you're saying. Oh, because that's not as good.
Yeah,
because
all the rest
weird.
Are worse than Bic Bill.
Can't be Bic Bill. That's too good of a name.
Is it Bic Man, Bic Guy?
Bic Man, Bic Boy, Bic Bill, or Bicky?
Right. I'm going to have to just Bing this.
Hello? Uh-oh. Skype's doing something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for a second, but we're good.
Sorry. I don't know what happened there. As long as you can still hear me, my Skype is doing something weird. All right, so is it A, Bic Man, B, Bic Boy, C, Bic Bill, or D, Bicky?
Okay. Should I... Let me know when to start.
Oh, what are you doing? I didn't
I'm gonna,
hear this
oh,
part.
Sorry, yeah. It's 10-second Bing is the,
oh, okay.
The one I'll use.
Hold on, I have to get Windows timer ready. I could use a different timer, but... No.
No. We're stuck in tradition.
We're stuck in tradition.
So how's the weather?
It's good. It's a little warmer today than yesterday.
I agree.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and Bing.
Okay. Not the big man, the big man.
Time's up.
Okay.
Time's up. What did you do?
Oh, Bing is the worst.
God. What did you do?
I typed in what is the Bic man's name, and he's like, including results for what is the Bic man's name. Like, I don't want to know that.
I don't want to know the Bic man's name. I want to know the Bic man's name, damn it. Well,
a Bic man is a highly individual, influential individual in a tribe, especially in Polynesia. Thanks, Bing.
What?
That's exactly really? What I wanted.
So he could be part of the Soup Maiden story.
Yeah, the Bic man, is the one who tries to hold her, the Soup Maiden.
But then she like convinces him that he needs to go on the quest with her, and he's like, okay. You know?
Yeah.
He's like the Waka of the...
Yes. No, exactly, yeah. He has a weird, like, island accent, and he's the only one that does. Like, everyone else talks normal, but he just has an accent.
Like, hey, yo, what are you doing, Soup Maiden? Oh, god damn it.
I actually love Bic man more than I love Soup Maiden. He's a way cooler character.
Hey, what are you doing, Soup Maiden? I'll go with you on the adventure to get the tomatoes. Oh my god. Alright, what do you think the question is, the answer to the question?
You'll have to repeat them.
What is the name of the Bic Pens logo guy? Bic Man, Bic Boy, Bic Bill, or Bicky? You can use the page you found, like...
There's nothing here except for Bic Men.
Yeah, but you can, like, scroll.
There's nothing here.
It's all Bic Men?
It's all Bic Man.
Well, you can use another lifeline, or you could just guess.
Bic Man, Bic Boy, Bic Bill, Bicky.
Yep, that's right.
Dang it. All right, I'm going to use Monty Hall. I'm going to lock in Bicky.
Bicky. Okay, it's either... I'm eliminating Bic Man and Bic Bill. So it's either Bic Boy or Bicky.
I'll go with Bic Boy, final answer.
Bic Boy is correct. Good job.
It's a good thing I did, because I would have chosen Bic Man.
Unfortunately, it's not Bic Bill. Yeah. All right, you ready for your last and final question?
Yes.
I don't know why I said last and final. That's redundant. The category is movies. A sequel to Beetlejuice was written but never produced. What was it to be called? Is it A... Sorry. Gotta compose myself. Is it...
Hold it together.
This title's just so stupid. I'm sorry. Okay. Is it A, Beetlejuice and the Big B?
What?
Is it B, Beetlejuice 2, The Beetle is Back?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Is it C, Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian? Or is it D, Beetlejuice in Space?
Oh, these are terrible.
I'm crying over here.
Beetlejuice is back. Like, really?
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I can't contain myself.
Can you imagine the face that Beetlejuice is making on the cover of that?
On the big back one?
He's got, like, both of his hands up, and he's like...
He's like, I know exactly you know what the face you're talking about. He does that, like, face a lot.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby! That would be like
that's what he said. That's the subtext, yeah.
It already has a subtext. It's already Beetlejuice 2, The Beetle is Back. You have a third one. It's like, I'm back, baby! Okay. Do you want to hear him again?
Beetlejuice, the Big B.
Beetlejuice and the Big B. Beetlejuice 2, The Beetle is Back. Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian or Beetlejuice in Space. One of these is real. Well, was it going to be real? They wrote it.
Beetlejuice is back is just my favorite one. I'm going to have... is it The Beetle is Back or Beetlejuice?
Yeah, it's The Beetle is Back.
Oh my god, that's even better. I'm going to have to 50-50 this.
Okay. They're all too good. You can't choose. Okay. It is either Beetlejuice 2, The Beetle is Back, or C, Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Is it really The Beetle is Back? That's actually the worst movie title I've ever heard.
Well, it could be the other one.
I'm going to have to pick that one because it's my favorite. The Beetle is Back, final answer. Your
final answer is Beetlejuice 2, The Beetle is Back. That is incorrect. The correct answer was Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
God, they missed that.
I really missed their calling there.
Why would they call it Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not worse than The Beetle is Back, but it's like worse in, I don't know, in other ways. Oh, God.
So people that enjoyed the movie Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the producer and I'm thinking, you know what they want to see? Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Hawaii. The same thing, but in Hawaii.
That'll make it better.
What do you think the premise of that was? Like, how did he get to Hawaii? Like, he's in, like, a Western Pennsylvania in the original movie or something.
So there's someone in Hawaii who says his name three times, and I guess he appears in, like, the Aloha flowers.
But doesn't he have to, be like, live in the little house thing upstairs, you know what I mean? Like, they have the replica of the thing with the graveyard, you know?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Maybe someone says his name three times in Hawaii. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That's the only thing I can think of. And then that's where
put it in Hawaii.
That's where the big man is. All right, I don't need to say anything further about Hawaii. That has been episode 50. What are we even on? 68 of the Time Bat Show? I don't even remember anymore. That has been episode 68 of the Time Bat Show. I have been Time Aces.
And I have been Bat Snacks.
Bat Snacks, who's our sponsor today?
Our sponsor today is going to be Discount Sushi.
Budget Sushi.
No, Budget Sushi. I'm sorry.
Discount Sushi is their competitor. Discount Sushi is their competitor across the way.
So, sorry, Budget Sushi. You know, when you're on a budget and you need some sushi, maybe for a party for people you don't care about.
Work. Choose Budget Sushi.
That's the one.
Easy on your wallet and easy on your stomach. Remember, when you're feeling kind of loose...
play the blues.
Good night, everyone.
Drive safe.
Drive safely.